Well done. We're standing here on day three, an incredibly busy day here at the NEC. Congratulations. Tell me about the award that you've just won.
Thank you. Well, I'm shocked to start with. I had no idea I'd even been nominated until I got the email to say I'd won it. So I was absolutely amazed. And I'm very honoured. I feel very humbled by the amount of people that took the trouble to nominate me and fill in all the things you have to fill in. I just thought it was the person with the most nominations. And so I feel really humbled.
So take me back. What goes into this award? What's the process? So you say nominations. So presumably then that all goes out to whoever you've come in contact with and changed their lives, presumably.
Well, yeah. It started off with one of my trainers. I've got six brilliant trainers at my club. And she got her KCAI last year and I'd mentored her through it. And so she said to all the girls, look, I want to nominate Wendy. I didn't know any of this was going on. And then I got the email, so I had to go and say, I've won this award. And of course they were all, well, so pleased. And then they started telling me about everybody else, a lot of my clients that also nominated. And then one of my friends says, do you want to see what we have to do? And I said, yeah. And it's so much work to fill in. And because it's all about, it's not just your training methods, but it's about how you help people. Because as I just said to Angela, we're not training the dogs, we're really training the people. And so I invest a lot in my trainers about people skills and dealing with all different people from all different walks of life and disabled people, neurodiverse, hearing impaired, everything. So it's just all about people really and helping people and help their dogs get the best potential out of their dogs.
Now, I'm not asking your age in any way, shape or form, but how long have you been doing this?
Well, I'm 65. In a few weeks. And I've been doing it for 40 years.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. That must be, talking about the things that you described to me there, it must be very rewarding all those years and all the people and the dogs that you come into contact with.
I constantly say to the girls, because it can be frustrating being a dog trainer, because we are dealing with people, but when you think back to the people that you've really changed the relationship with their dog and then changed their lives because of that, it is really rewarding. And I've thought back since I've known that I've won the award and I said to the girls, I look back and we've done well over 1,500 puppies. So if you think that all those puppies we've set on the right track going forward, and hopefully those people will tell other people, it's lovely to think you've made a difference.
I know from my experience going to puppy training, you do make a difference. I recommend the person that sorted me out, yeah. And it's an incredible challenge for you.
Yes.
What else do you offer apart from puppy training?
We do the whole good sits, four levels, yeah. But we also do lots of fun stuff, because for us it's all about having fun with your dog. Winning awards is great and going through all the good sits, but if you can't have fun with your dog, because dogs learn better and people learn better if you make it fun. So that's why I can't get rid of any of my clients. They just won't leave. So even after they've got their gold good sits, I have to then put our own platinum classes on because they don't want to leave. So, and it's just about tapping into people, because not everyone comes to club to train their dog. Some people come to get away from the family or the kids, and it empowers women a lot. So I'm always saying to my trainers, people come for very different reasons. We've even got two lovely gentlemen, 81 and 80, who started because they were both widowed, and they've now become great friends, and that's opened up a whole new life. So that is the main thing that pleases me out of club, friendships people make.
Can I ask what next for you? You know, it sounds like there's no slowing down, that you're carrying on, you're keeping going from strength to strength. You get this, what next?
We just keep learning. I was just talking to Robert Elaine and saying we're all coming on your course, because I say to my trainers, the minute you say, right, I know everything now, it's the time to stop, because we never stop learning. And actually it's dangerous to think you know everything. And you can learn from every client as well that we see. And I've noticed since COVID, I'm seeing a lot more clients that are suffering from anxiety themselves and mental health issues, which transmits to the dogs. So that's become quite a big thing.
Talking about COVID, obviously lots of people got dogs in COVID who then possibly weren't socialised. Are you seeing a sort of a next sort of generation of issues?
Do you know, it was strange because after we came back after COVID, because I was closed for a year, during which time I had cancer treatments as well, because in the first week of COVID I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was my club and my clients that kept me going through that. And we all thought we'd have a load of problems with dogs with anxiety and dogs not being able to be socialised and seeing us all wearing masks. But actually, the puppies, I haven't found a huge difference to. Yes, lots of people got dogs, but I think they all did it for the right reasons, thinking it'll be a great time to raise a puppy. So there is a few things. But I think the biggest thing is the anxiety that with people. And I can see why, because I'm not an anxious person, but I don't go into shops anymore because I just don't like being around loads of people. She says at Crufts with hundreds of people. But it is, it's anxiety about, am I doing the right thing? But the good thing is that I said to Angela, since COVID, most of my clients come through the Kennel Club website. They want a good sits club and they want a KCI trainer, which is brilliant, because being a KCI trainer proves that you've done an awful lot of work. It took me 7 years. You've done an awful lot of work to get to where you are, to get that accreditation.
And you've been rewarded for it. An inspiration to many, I'm sure.
I hope so, because if I can inspire anybody, especially young people, to go into it and go down the KCI route, because you can get all these online diplomas now on Facebook, but if you can't train a dog and show people what to do with that dog, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Wendy, many congratulations.
Thank you very much
for your time.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely. I'm still amazed.